Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Thank you for joining me today as we continue on in the message, Avoiding Presumption. And actually, I hadn't planned on taking so much time with this, but I think it's something that I really feel the Lord wants us to spend a little bit of time in, because we can relate to the individuals. We've learned about what it actually means. Basically, presumption is pride, arrogance, a lack of humility. And we were now looking at examples. We looked at Naaman yesterday, and today we're going to look at Gehazi. And this is really a tragic story, but the point is it has great, you know, the Word of God is profitable for instruction in righteousness as well as reproof. Well, who was Gehazi? Well, he was the servant of Elisha. Now, if you recall from your reading of the book of 2 Kings, that he had twice as many miracles as his mentor, Elijah, who was a very powerful man of God. But Elisha, he wanted a double portion when Elijah was taken up to heaven in a fiery chariot. And Elijah said, "You're asked a hard thing, but I want a double portion of the Spirit that's on you." And sure enough, he did twice as many miracles. So Elisha had a servant, an associate, if you will, Gehazi, who was with him continually. He waited on him, and he would have seen the miracles. He lived in the atmosphere of the supernatural. So this is an example of not someone out in the world, not someone carnal and wicked, but someone who was dwelling, if you will, with the believers of that day. They worshiped the God, Lord God of Israel. And we can transfer it to today's world where there's the church, the body of Christ. And so we mustn't think that sin is just the temptation of the evil or the wicked or the unsaved, but we have to guard our hearts very carefully. So, having shared just that little bit, let's, for most of you, probably just be a little bit of a refresher, but let's see what happened. Now, what we saw is that the word of the Lord had come to Elisha. He spoke to Naaman to go wash in muddy Jordan. Naaman was really upset by that because he was arrogant. He may have been a servant, if you will, to the king of Syria, but he was captain of the host. He was a great man. He was honorable. But he had leprosy. And so when Elisha told him to wash in muddy Jordan, he saw that as an affront. It made him very angry. And fortunately, one of his servants convinced him that perhaps it might be a good idea to obey what the prophet said. And sure enough, so let's read what happened. In verse 15 of 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, it said, "He returned to the man of God." Naaman came back to Elisha and all his company. I mean, he had a group with him. And he came and stood before him and said, "Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel." In other words, there was no healing or cleansing of leprosy in those days. "But now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant." And of course, Elisha said, "As the Lord liveth before whom I stand, I will receive none." He urged him again to take it, but he refused. And now I'm going to go down to verse 19. And Elisha said unto him, "Go in peace." So he departed from him a little way. Now, this is where Gehazi comes in. the servant, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said. Now, here he was, you know, as I said, he was moving in the, what, the most amazing spiritual atmosphere of his day. He was actually with Elisha. And he said, "Behold, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian in not receiving at his hands that which he brought." In other words, he came prepared to bless. And so he was offended in that. And of course, he was part of Elisha's ministry, if you will. And he says, "But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him." In other words, you know, well, if Elisha doesn't want it, I certainly think that for my efforts and my contribution, I should receive something. So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from his chariot, and he said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All's well. My master hath sent me, saying, Behold, even now there came to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophet. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments." Oh my. Yep, an outright lie. And Naaman said, "Be content, take two talents," that he urged him, gave him silver in those two bags, two changes of garments, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And then it said in verse 25, oh, no, let me read 24. I won't read it. But basically, when they had come to the tower, he basically took those gifts and put them in his house. He let the men go. They departed. And he went in and stood before his master. You're dealing with a prophet now, right? And Elisha said unto him, "Whence comest thou, Gehazi?" And he said, "Thy servant went no whither." Uh-huh. Well, he lied again. He said unto him, "Went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? Listen to the judgment that came to him because of his greed, because of his arrogance, his presumption." I mean, he fell in a dramatic way. He said, "The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed," those who came from his loins, his family. "He went out from his presence a leper as white as snow." And so we see, beloved, that this was a terrible fall of basically a man of God. He served Israel. Well, let's now look at another instance in the Bible. I always think of Isaiah 6. "In the day that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up." I had this wonderful experience of the Lord on his throne. But before that happened, in 2 Chronicles 26 and 16, it talks about Uzziah, and he said, "But when he was strong, when he was prospered of God, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense." In fact, well, maybe let's just take a moment to turn. That's 26, okay. And let me just read a little bit further. "And Azariah the priest went in after King Uzziah, and there were 80 priests of the Lord, and they withstood the king. They said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord." This was a divine decree, but only the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. And what happened? It said Uzziah was wroth, he was angry, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And he was angry at the priests. While he was wroth with the priests, listen to what happened. The leprosy even rose up in his forehead. I mean, this was supernatural. Before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. In fact, he says he hasted to go. He ran out because the Lord had smitten him. And listen what happened. Because of his presumption, his pride, it said, and Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in a several house. In other words, he was all by himself, which is what they did with lepers at that time. Being a leper, he was cut off from the house of the Lord, and Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. And so that was a very stern judgment. Why am I sharing these? Because we have to understand that people who have Uzziah, he served the Lord. There's no question. And Gehazi, we had just looked at that. He was a servant of Elisha. He was where it was happening spiritually in that day. And yet he was prey to the temptations that are common to man. And that's why it's important. We so need to guard our hearts against the subtle things. We might say, well, you know, I'm not pride, I'm not arrogant, but are we a little indignant at times? I mean, what are the other definitions of presumption? It means assuming, contemptuous, impudent, domineering, conceited, assuming, to take liberty, all these various things. Because, and again, only by pride cometh contention. That's a scripture we just need to think about. Because if we walk in the humility of Christ, we will not be a source of offense to others, neither will we be prey to the sorts of temptations that I've been sharing with you from the Word of God. Well, my time has just flown by, and we're going to share yet another example from the life of a man of God on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and I hope you're being blessed as much as I am by this. It's wonderful to review these familiar stories and see God delineate, if you will, the importance and the errors of and the seduction of sin. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.